flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Now, you and I talked over an hour ago about how we felt about the first version of the college football playoff, the 12-team. It had its ups. It had its downs. It needs its tweaks. But if you're the college football playoff committee, you might be dealing with a moving target here if the ACC starts saying things like, we might not play a title game anymore because it's not beneficial to us.
Well, even their title game would be one of those deals where they have one team, the regular season champion would be given a week off, and they would have the second and the third place teams play. They even talked about essentially wiping the schedule out at the end of the year and having a 1-4, the conference schedule. I think there's so many different layers to it, but to me, what they're trying to do is they're saying, okay, well, there was seven teams from the Big Ten and the SEC. Well, that seems like eight is probably the closer number the way it'll be, more than likely. So we've got to guarantee ourselves one to two teams in every year. And how do we do that? And you do it by having a regular season champion and a conference tournament champion, much like college basketball does it.
Is there any chance?
I'm not saying the regular season champion college basketball gets, but normally you do.
This is what we got to keep in mind for this entire ordeal, and this is what I don't think a lot of people understand. When you talk about changing the seeding in the college football playoff, there's 12 teams. There is obviously the automatic bids for the conference champions and everything else at the top. This is not, when you talk about changing that and the college football playoff committee making tweaks and, hey, we need to make changes to the automatic bids and the seeding at the top. It's not as simply a thing where it's got to be a majority vote or a consensus vote. This has to be a unanimous vote amongst the college commissioners that they are going to change the seating. And if you're the ACC or the Big 12, why would you ever vote for that? Like, you're not going to vote for that right now the way things stand. You would have to ask for concessions in some other part of what they're trying to do. If anybody is looking at it going, well, it's ridiculous that these teams at the top four seeds, it ain't going anywhere.
Well,
like, that's not going to change anytime soon.
No, but I don't think that's the ACC's problem. I think the ACC was worried that with, like Rhett Lashley said it before the game, or I think maybe said after the game, but the fact that, you know, because we lost, we're going to be punished
for
playing in our conference title game. When we had a better record than the team that beat us, we went into that with a better record. We did everything
right. And I agree with them.
And that's the conundrum that you're dealing with, and that's why they're ultimately going to go to 16 teams, and they're going to give every conference – every power four, at least two probably. And it sucks because you're going to have teams that you're not going to have. Ohio State won every game in the playoff by double digits. And people were trying to say, well, Notre Dame didn't deserve to be there because they weren't a conference champion.
Yeah.
Notre Dame deserved to be there as much as SMU did. In fact, more, because they played a better schedule.
Yeah. I also think that there was a lot of people guilty of comparing this year's participants in college ball playoff to teams of years past. And maybe it was your own team. Maybe you're guilty. Maybe if you're a Georgia fan, you're going, well, this Georgia team is not as good as it was the last couple of years.
Florida State fans were very guilty of that.
And that happens. And I think a lot of times you compare teams this year to what teams were in the past. I don't know that any team in this year's college football playoff would have beaten most of the teams from the last 5 or 10 years. College football champions.
I think that Ohio State team we just played was pretty good. I would have liked to have seen the 21 Georgia defense go against that offense.
Sure.
I think that Ohio State defense. But you're judging this model based off of the other models in the past, and I think what I mean by that is, I don't think that Ohio State would have got in the old format. You kind of disagreed. You said you didn't know, and you could use the old, well, they're the best team because they were on paper in a lot of ways. They were one of the two best teams in the country on paper, and so
I think they would have used the 2017 Bama model to get in. You lost to one team, and not only that, but their loss would have been to the number one seed. But, and you try to backdoor it.
But Ohio State lost two games. They lost to Oregon and Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, I think Texas would have been more deserving.
I still can't believe they lost to Michigan, man. Still keeps popping up in the back of my head. I'm like, God, what a bad loss.
To me, Texas would have been more deserving based on what they did in the regular season, because they lost one game in the regular season, and then they lost one game in the SEC championship game, which was all to the same team, and they took that team to overtime to do it. How do you put Ohio State in, who lost two close games, but one of which is the best team they played all year, and the other to a mid-level team as far as what the in their conference that year?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. Now,
they
not
both,
a good answer.
They both lost games at home.
And in this conversation, by the way, ding, is exactly why we landed with 12 teams. It's exactly why we're here in the first place.
Still too many. I think 8 would have been fine. You had 7 and 8 playing.
I think 10 was the right number.
I don't. I think 8. I just, first off, I still think 4 would be just fine.
I'm on that boat.
Because
as well.
You got way, and I was always on that boat, but I'm still okay with it. But if you have to give me more, 6 to 8, okay. Because 8, I will concede this. 8 gave you a 7-8 national title game, which you wouldn't have gotten in the past, and I thought those teams played very well in the college football playoff, and I thought they earned the right to be there.
I agree.
In the very end, and I refuse to listen to any argument taking anything away from what either team did, because Ohio State went through Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and Notre Dame. Those are 4 teams who all year long we said deserved to be there.
I agree.
For the most part,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Tennessee was a little bit of a flip early, you know, back and forth. And then Notre Dame went through Indiana, who was undefeated for most of the season. Only loss before the playoff was to what? Ohio State. In fact, Indiana's 2 losses this year, whether you like them or not, were the champion. The two teams playing in the title.
Isn't that
game.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Then they
to
got
think
the
about.
Loss of double digits by both. So.
Heck, they could have been the team that used the Bama blueprint from 2017.
Yeah.
If that, you know,
it's a good call.
Yeah.
So Notre Dame went through Indiana, Georgia, Penn State, and then they lost to Ohio State. Tell me Notre Dame didn't deserve to be there. I'm sorry, but it's a ludicrous
just that
argument.
Notre Dame's loss was so bad. I think that's what people can't get off of.
But that is why a playoff was created.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
that's why we're here right now.
Because you wanted to give these teams the cover up. For a bad loss like that.
Yeah. Well, and it also, and I think Ryan Day actually said this. You have a system now that allows teams to actually improve during the season. And I think that for a lot of college football fans, I think that's a tough pill to swallow, because you've had to be perfect for so long in college football if you want to win a national championship. And now it's like, yeah, we can actually try to hit our stride at the right time.
He's right. But Ohio State improved, and then they didn't. And they took a giant step back against Michigan. And that's the outlier
so
loss.
Crazy.
That's the thing to me. And I'm not trying to bag on Ohio State, because I thought that they had the best roster going into the season. That's why I asked the question before the season. But when you stumble in that game, that could have eliminated them in an old model, and it could have eliminated them in an 8-18 model.
Yeah, it could have. Very well could have. And I think that's one of the things to, And listen, people, you know, you forget that you almost kind of go back and still have the conversation of you know, who the teams were going to be, like 11 through 14 at the end. I still have no regrets about any of the things. Like, I didn't think Bama deserved to be in. I didn't think South Carolina deserved to be in. I didn't think Ole Miss deserved to be in. Like, I think they got the right. To me, they still – I don't regret any of that. And that's why I say I think 10 would be fine. If you had stopped at 10 and given the top two a bye and then worked on from there or however else you had to do it, then I think that this, you know, would have been a conversation worth having. And I don't know how the bracket all works out and the math and everything, but the first conversation, I thought they would go from 4 to 6, and I thought the top two would have a bye. And then it would have just been real easy. You just added a game.
I'm not in favor of moving Army-Navy. I love the fact that Army-Navy is all by itself. I love the fact that it's always in the wintertime. So they've got the big jacket, the peacoats or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
I love all of that. Army-Navy kind of screws everything up, though. The Heisman Trophy screws everything up. Because you're ending kind of late, and then you're going to end even later when you – and everything I hear, 16 teams, is not if. It's just in 2 years.
They only screw it up because the people making the money in college football are afraid of the NFL. That's why it screws it up. Otherwise, why can we have a national title game on a Monday, but we can't have playoff games on Mondays or any of the other stuff that early?
Well, they're not scared of the NFL because they went against them and they lost.
As does everybody.
So they stupidly went against them and lost, and they knew it. They knew they were they. You've backed yourself in a corner. You have to play the game some point. And I don't really necessarily like them on a Thursday night starting at 8 o'clock either.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
It makes me tired the next day.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.